Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Two things on Halloween. One, Byron on the YouTube channel, 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel chat, said, I should have dressed up as Chewbacca. Such a fail. I would make an incredible Chewbacca. But the problem the problem would be the mask.
That'd be you couldn't talk during the mask.
Or I would just have to do like the Teen Wolf. I'd maybe trim my beard and just glue it on my face.
There's a lot of different ways you could have gone. I have no recommendations for you though, because I think anyone that I think the chat or myself does, it's just going to be insulting, is it not?
Well, no, but here's the thing with Chewbacca, with Wolverine, I'd be Fat Wolverine.
Yeah.
All right. It's Fat Iron Man, Fat Batman. Chewbacca is just a large individual.
Yeah.
So unless I went as a large individual or just Chewbacca, I think it might be the one thing where it's not like they're going to be like, oh, it's Fat Chewbacca. It's just going to be Chewbacca.
Yeah.
He's an immense Wookiee.
Yeah, then no, it works. You have logic here. I see your logic.
See? Thank you, Byron. Next year, I want to be Chewbacca. It's going to take about 12 months for them to stitch together a costume that will fit me, but we'll do it. And then Corey with a K on Twitter, at Jay Peterlin, at Nick Wilson says, your fear of dressing up and then having to announce some serious tragedy reminded us of Al Roker with Mr. Peanut behind him on 9/11.
You can't escape that.
In fairness, that happens once at like that level of tragedy is like once every 25 years.
I didn't want to say what level of tragedy because I don't want to be like this is a tragedy and this isn't a tragedy. But you do get the point, do you not?
If it's a localized or regional tragedy, if it's an American tragedy, you'll become a meme.
I mean, really anything. Just imagine, now you want me to bring tragedies into the table here, and I'm not going to do that.
We're not comparing tragedies. Just simply pointing out.
Tragedies are tragedies. But there are sports tragedies as well, though, that like imagine.
Like think of one. Just name
one. I was thinking of Kobe Bryant dying.
Oof. Okay.
Like imagine having the clown suit on.
I was baiting you,
while
but you did it.
Kobe Bryant, you just get the news that Kobe Bryant had passed away, a tragic accident, about as tragic as it gets, and you have to be like, I'm dressed as a clown. Let me tell you about this news, everybody.
Okay, that's the downside that day.
Ooh, brutal.
The positive would be brutal. 5 years later, that's a funny story.
No, thank you. I don't think it ever gets funny. I don't know.
Oh, it's funny. It's funny in the moment. It's just you can't
funny
acknowledge
to everybody
the funny.
That isn't you is the problem in the scenario.
That makes it even funnier.
Funny to everybody that isn't you. When people think of you, you'd be the guy dressed as a clown delivering Kobe Bryant tragedy news.
Uh-huh.
The same way for some people, I guess that's the Al Roker Mr. Peanut guy.
By the way, brand recognition. All I heard in what you said was brand recognition.
Yeah. All right.
Now,
Kevin
Stefanski, in this way, and I actually commend him being honest about this, because I think frustrating...
He's honest, but he's also honest in putting blame to somebody else that isn't Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, I mean, I don't look at him as blame shifting, because he goes out of his way to try and cover it by saying, we all have to do better. And then sounds like Dylan's got to rip it and grip it.
So that sounds like the eraser phrase of the whole entire thing, that we all have to be better. And then he clearly points the blame at Dylan and suggests that Dylan needs to be throwing the ball down the field, which, by the way, not a bad suggestion when your A-dot is the lowest of any quarterback in the NFL. And if you just have two eyes, you can see he doesn't throw the ball more than 5 yards.
I think the problem with all of this is I don't look at his bust tossing because it's just so true. Like, honestly, if the clips we had played from the Kevin Stefanski show yesterday were, there's nothing this kid can do better. I mean, he's a young quarterback, and, you know, you can always do better. But, you know, it's everything around him. It just wouldn't be commensurate with logic.
Listen, I don't hate the honesty. In fact, this is probably one of the first times in years we've been able to look at Stefanski and say, wait a second, he's actually telling us the truth when he's talking, and he's giving us something of substance. So there's no part of me that hates that he's doing this, but I do find it interesting. For years, we've not heard him go down this road, use any of these tactics. He's always been a we-have-to-be-better guy, we-have-to-be-better, and now that was not we-have-to-be-better. That was Dylan, you-have-to-be-better.
Yeah. Well, no, he does say we-have-to-be-better, and then Dylan just has to make the plays down the field.
It was Dylan has to be better.
Yeah.
No one else can be in charge of making Dylan Gabriel throw the ball down the field when, as he said in the clip, he's scheming guys wide open down the field.
But the window dressing is important. The window dressing is him trying to still give the benefit of the doubt to, well, he's a young guy. We got a lot going on around him. And listen, by the way, it is mostly Dylan Gabriel. I'll just be very honest. When I watch it, the plays being left on the field, it's mostly Dylan Gabriel in his style of play or his lack of comfort delivering the ball down the field, which, by the way, is not just because he's a young rookie quarterback. This is who he is. He is a check down Charlie. That is where he is comfortable in. And that's part of his ability to make a decision really quickly, is how quickly can I dump the ball off. But it's not just Dylan Gabriel.
No.
Like Dylan Gabriel, yesterday, if you had had a Ja'Marr Chase across from Dylan Gabriel, I bet you maybe he'd be 5% more comfortable throwing the ball beyond 5 yards.
There's a lot of people that are supposed to be held at blame for how this season has gone and for Dylan Gabriel not having success in the football field. But do you think he's too gun-shy at this point? Dylan is now – his head coach has challenged him to throw the ball down the field. The only time we've seen him do it, it ended in an interception. Did not end well for him. Do you think he's gun-shy now moving forward, or is this the type of thing where – hey, I got thrown in the deep end of the pool, and if I don't even attempt to swim, I'm definitely drowning.
Yeah, I mean, I think from the Browns' standpoint, you're kind of in a no-win situation because you want to encourage Dylan to rip it and grip it, but you also saw him try to rip it and grip it, and it finally led to turnovers this last weekend. So, like, there's you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And from Dylan's side, like, you're hearing, hey, man, if you see a guy 15 yards down the field, Just throw it. Well, they're also probably saying, hey, you see those two turnovers? Those can't happen again.
I know. And you see how you can play with his head. Like mentally, he's got to be fried thinking about what to do in some of these games. He's going to see the opportunities. He's going to remind – this clip will be in the back of his mind. He's like, I got to take chances. But if the first chance he takes gets picked off again, he's going to go to the sidelines and be like, hey, I don't know what you wanted from me, Kevin, but he's got to take that chance anyway.
I mean, this,
I can't stress it enough. He's got to take the chance.
This does pave the way for an excuse to do a soft benching of Dylan Gabriel. Right? When you're talking about things like,
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He's just got to rip it and grip it. Or, you know, he's putting too much pressure on himself. You can move away from a young quarterback for a short amount of time under that circumstance without it him losing the job.
And suggesting like he'll be fine, he can come back in a few weeks, and then, oh yeah, we watched him grow so much in that 3 weeks.
So I don't think Kevin is starting to turn on Gabriel. But do I think that I'm starting to see, like, when Kevin's saying this, this is as damning as Kevin's ever going to be about a quarterback that he himself drafted, right? He himself has cultivated and wanted to put in this position. So that being said, I do think Kevin is starting to plan for that off-road adventure with Dillon Gabriel, whether it's to Shador or Deshaun Watson or Bailey Zappe or some other guy that is probably not going to do a damn thing. I don't know. But you can at least see that path. This path did not feel reasonable. What did we say yesterday? It's funny. Like, we were talking kind of similarly about this, which is, you know, one half of the dynamic is when it comes to Shador, you have to start hearing them talk Shador up.
Yeah.
Right? Shador's looking great in practice. Shador's taking advantage of every rep that we do give him.
Mm-hmm.
You've started to hear that, by the way.
Yeah.
But the other thing was, you need to hear, hey, the plays are there, right? Dillon needs to go ahead and make these plays when they're there while also not turning the ball over. Well, we have heard that from Kevin Stefanski, including last night, but certainly on Monday and Sunday as well.
Yeah, I think this was important that Stefanski's putting this out there. I do think this shows, for the people that suggested that Dillon's going to have this extremely long leash, this would suggest otherwise. And it's just something we haven't heard from Kevin in a really long time, him talk about a quarterback this way. I think it's very important.
Now, I think the reason it matters is you're doing this going into the bye. I would see no real reason to change your tune on this one. So I think we're officially at a point where if Dillon looks as bad as he did on Sunday in a game that went from incredibly winnable to incredibly unwinnable blowout within about 9 minutes of clock time solely because of the quarterback, I think we have to start putting in the idea that maybe it's time. Hey, maybe it's possible in the right set of circumstances that Shador sees the field mid-game as early as this Jets game if he doesn't rise, if Dillon can't rise to the occasion of playing an awful defense.
Yeah, I mean, halftime has to be on the table. It has to be. You can't look as bad as Dillon has looked. And if they're threatening to go down the field in a very winnable game against the Jets, I mean, it's extremely winnable. If they're threatening, and it's, but you just keep seeing Dillon try to throw the ball down the field and not be able to, then I think you have to go to Shador.
I mean, it's going to be interesting. The Jets game should set in the same way that the Patriots game, where that was one of the worst passing defenses in the NFL. That set up for opportunities for Dillon Gabriel to make plays.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not. He made negative plays.
Negative plays.
This Jets team is a team that has one win that in all their other games, people have been able to score on them left and right. I know they've got Quinn and Williams. I know they have some talent. But this is a defense that has massively regressed year one of Aaron Glenn. I almost feel like if you cannot make it happen in this game, I don't know what you're doing if you continue to go out there and throw the, especially with Baltimore coming up a week after where Baltimore looked like finally the old Baltimore last night.
Yeah, I mean, I just think the Patriots game was just eye-opening for Stefanski in ways that it was for a lot of the fans that are watching as well, because they're just so bad from a pass defense standpoint, and they give you so many opportunities to score, and he just wasn't able to take advantage of any of it. He's just not good. And you're going to have another opportunity, and we'll see if he continues to go down that road.
But I think that's why what Kevin said yesterday is so important. Because Kevin cannot, under any circumstance, admit defeat on a third-round pick that he drafted. The first guy he's really, I feel like, been in total control of bringing here. You can't admit defeat after four or five games.
I know, I'm just surprised he said the obvious out loud.
Well, no, but
He just typically doesn't.
But you can talk about quarterback development. You can say, We think right now, maybe we put him in a little too early. We sped him up. So we think pulling him away is going to allow us to, is going to allow him to slow down. And then when the opportunity presents itself down the line, then we can go ahead. And we think he'll have success the next time around.
I get it. But Stefanski always reminds me of how I think about Coach Riz when we talk quarterbacks. I've told you forever, Coach Riz is just the most optimistic around quarterbacks as you can possibly find. That's usually Stefanski, too. Stefanski typically doesn't say anything bad about a quarterback at all. And I imagine behind closed doors, he says a lot of things that are maybe negative. But he never says it publicly. He just doesn't trash these guys. It's been years since I've heard him say something even close to what he maybe even stumbled into saying last night. But it's just so obvious you can't run from it. And so it's just, it's this was different. This is very different for Stefanski.
So we do have TB12 Forever says, Nick, you know darn well, I inserted something there, darn well the Browns have no wide receivers and they're playing like an expansion team too. Yeah, but I think the problem is when you're stuck in a catch-22 of your receivers aren't very good. And by the way, they do have actually good receivers. His name's Harold Fannin Jr., and it's David Njoku.
Oh, by the way, the Patriots absolutely suck against tight ends. There's a reason why Fannin was able to be involved as much as he can.
So, but, like, you do have guys who are at least NFL-caliber players. I don't know about Isaiah Bond, but I do think, like,
Jerry Jeudy had 1,000 yards last season.
Jerry Jeudy was. Jamari Thrash. So, like, I can't replace all five pass catchers in this scenario. I can start to think about replacing the quarterback. 216-474-0092. So you heard from Kevin Stefanski there. Is Dillon Gabriel letting Kevin Stefanski down? We'll have more on this, buddy. Browns win, you might actually want to celebrate today in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver,
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.